The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear arguments in a Fairbanks borough case. The question is how permafrost lands should be classified under federal wetlands rules and how much work property owners should go through to develop them. The nation's highest court decided earlier this week that the case is not ripe or ready for consideration. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough wants to develop 2 acres of black spruce land near the University of Alaska Fairbanks into a park. The borough owns the land, but because it's permafrost, the Army Corps of Engineers says it should be classified as wetlands. Fairbanks Mayor Jim Whitaker says that complicates things.
Currently, the Corps claims jurisdiction over all lands that are subject to permafrost. And as you know, we have lots of permafrost in this area.
Because permafrost thaws somewhat during the summer months and has some water near the surface, it's considered wetlands, and that qualifies it for an extensive, expensive permitting process. Whitaker says the Corps may decide there are restrictions on development or require a land swap or dollar fee for usage. In order to avoid that, the mayor says the borough went to court.
We asked that the court consider the case so that indeed we would have clarity without having to either go through a permit process that's very expensive, and then the Corps would say yes or no, and probably no, meaning that you cannot utilize the land because it is permafrost.
Whitaker had hoped to involve the court before going through the lengthy permitting process, but both the district and appeals courts said that permitting process needed to start first, and that the Army Corps' initial notion that the land is probably wetlands isn't enough to start a court battle. By rejecting the case, the Supreme Court has essentially agreed that the case is not yet ripe and that the permitting process should go forward. Then, if the borough gets answers from the Army Corps it doesn't like, it could file a suit. Whitaker says the borough will pursue it.
So now that the court will not hear the case, we will have to enter into a permit process and get a determination from the Corps. And then at that point, we think that we can get the case heard in the court system.
The borough does not expect to expend much money on the case because it's working with the Pacific Legal Foundation, a nonprofit group that goes to court to try and increase private property owners' rights. Pacific Legal Foundation staff attorney Damian Schiff says they believe the federal government, through the Army Corps of Engineers, should not decide what happens to the land.
We believe that the feds basically have limited authority when it comes to regulating land use in the several states, and that principally the land use regulators should be the states or local government.
Schiff says the Pacific Legal Foundation saw this as a possible test case for all permafrost lands, too.
The basic argument is that by the Corps' own methodology, that is by the Army Corps' own method of determining what constitutes a wetland and what does not, we believe that permafrost does not constitute a wetland.
The Army Corps of Engineers says the Fairbanks Borough is certainly welcome to start the permitting process for the land in question. Corps spokeswoman Patricia Richardson says when the Supreme Court turned down the case, it affirmed the Corps' ability to decide permits.
We were happy with the Supreme Court's decision not to hear the case because our position is that our jurisdictional determinations aren't subject to judicial review. You know, that's a position that's based on well-established legal principles, so we didn't think that the Supreme Court needed to review it.
Richardson notes that the Army Corps has never denied the borough such a development permit for other land areas. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.